This is an address entitled All Being is Consciousness by William D. Kilpatrick, a teacher of Christian Science. This is his association address of 1932. We must know God. That is our starting point, our guiding hand, and our destination. We must learn to feel the nearness, the presence, the dynamic, vitalizing influence of the divine energy and being. And this can only be accomplished through the process of right thought. God is love. Love is expressed in loving. God is with us when we love unselfishly, impersonally, and purely. God is mind. Mind is with us when we think mind's thoughts. When we think love, when we think purity, when we think kindness, when we think orderly, when we think unwaveringly, when we think truthfully, honestly, spiritually, hopefully, we are thinking with that mind which is God. God is truth, and we think truth when we think honestly. God is spirit, and spirit is expressed in the spontaneous ever-presence of right ideas. God is life, and life is expressed in the activity of right ideas in our consciousness. God is soul, and soul is the divine consciousness of man. So, when we are loving, fearless, pure, kind, selfless, spiritual in our thinking, we are thinking with that mind which was in Christ Jesus. We are thinking with that mind which is God. We are in reality thinking God. God is all love, all life, all truth, all mind, all spirit, all soul, all principle. God is the only love there is. He is the only life there is. The only principle, soul, spirit, or truth there is. And He is one. God is one. All life, truth, love, etc. are expressed how? In idea. Whence comes this idea? From mind. What is idea? Man. The idea of life is man. The idea of truth is man. The idea of love is man, etc. Truth is expressed in truthfulness. Truthfulness is idea. Life is expressed in activity. Activity is idea. Love is expressed in loving. Loving is idea. Soul is expressed in divine consciousness or thinking. Principle is expressed in law. Law is idea. Every time you and I express a right idea, we are expressing God. Idea is man. Therefore, every right idea which you and I express in thought is man. Every right idea which you and I express in thought is a law of annihilation to everything unlike itself. Therefore, every right idea which you and I express in thought is a treatment. Therefore, every treatment is the expression of right ideas. Right ideas are man. Therefore, every Christian Science treatment is man. Man is inseparable from God. The only difference between God and man is one of quantity and not of quality. So do you not see how dynamic, how life-giving, how potent and omnipotent your right thinking is? I am convinced that our failures or shortcomings in Christian Science are not due so much to lack of the letter or intent, but rather to the fact that we do not mentally endow our right thinking with the omnipotence and power which is there to be expressed. We do not endow our right thinking with the understanding that it is omnipotent. We do not endow our right thinking with the conviction of its omnipotence. And it makes no difference how true a thing is in the realm of thought. We cannot help reap the benefits of this omnipotence unless we are mentally aware of this omnipotence. When we declare that 2 × 2 = 4, it is an omnipotent statement with us as far as the science of numbers is concerned. We do not endow that statement with any sense of doubt or misgiving. We do not wonder whether it will work. We know it is omnipotent. This does not seem to be the case when we make a mental declaration of truth. Our mental declarations of truth are clouded in doubt, in relativity, in speculation. There is so much error in thought that the truth comes out grudgingly and reservedly. We must get to that point in our work where we can meet error with the falchion of truth so convincingly in our consciousness that the question as to the result of our statements will not enter our thought. He sent his word and healed them. It was said of Jesus that his word, his look, his touch healed. That is what must be said of all Christian Scientists. We do not allow ourselves the privilege of a confident consciousness. We vacillate. God is mind. Where is that mind? How is it expressed? How is it manifest? Mind is expressed in idea, and ideas fill all space. Ideas are not the result of a thought process. In fact, ideas are not the result of thought. Ideas are expressed by man through the human function of thought. But this human function of thought does not exist in brain. It is a manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness is the seat of all existence, good or bad, material or spiritual. The brain does not think. Consciousness is not dependent on brain. Consciousness is being, and consciousness is the only being there is. The human consciousness may be either good or bad. When an idea comes to you or me, it does not come because of the operation of thought or because of the functions of the brain. It comes because we open our consciousness to it. Every right idea, all right ideas, are at this moment ready to enter your consciousness. You do not have to think them into existence. They already exist, always have existed, and always will exist. And each and every idea stands waiting at the door of your consciousness, awaiting admission. We do not have to think them into existence. We do not have to create them. We do not have to wait for them. There is no process in the realm of idea. No process of creation, development, or approach. Ideas exist as a spontaneous expression of mind. And the very moment you allow a right idea to enter your consciousness, you are expressing the mind of God. An idea must come from someplace. That is, it must have depended on something for existence. An idea is not thought into existence. It was never created in reality. It always has existed, full and complete, as an expression of that eternal intelligence, or mind, which we have named God. Can you think of an idea not having its dependence on something? And could that something be anything less than God? And can you think of an idea which is dependent on a creative principle as inseparable from that principle? Therefore, could you imagine an idea as separate from God? It would be entirely impossible to conceive of an idea as separate from God or its creative principle. Therefore, when you and I express in our consciousness or thinking a right idea, are we not as closely allied and united to God as the idea is? We must know, appreciate, understand, and appropriate this unity with God which right thinking brings. And through this, we will be able to appropriate to ourselves the omnipotence which we give to God. If man is God's expression, he must express him in every particular. And if God is omnipotent, then our unity with God, through expressing those ideas which originate in God, endow you and me with that same omnipotence. We fail in our demonstrations of Christian Science because we do not appropriate to ourselves that which our right thinking entitles us to. We are afraid we will claim too much for ourselves. We are afraid we will encroach upon God's prerogatives by assuming the God power. We curtail and belittle our own endeavors by fearing to assume the position of God's sons, which our right thinking places us in. The Son of God, or Jesus, accomplished his wonderful works because he knew that he was God's witness. And as God's witness, he must of necessity express the omnipotence of God. There is no separating an idea from God. An idea is omnipotent. That is, there is nothing opposed to it. Therefore, when you and I express a God idea in thought or consciousness, we are taking to ourselves the omnipotence of God. God is the parent mind. That is, God is the intelligence in which originates all things. In science, all things are ideas. That is, there is nothing to God's creation but ideas. Therefore, an idea is a son of God. When you and I express in consciousness an idea, we are sons of God. We cannot be otherwise. We cannot be less than children of God if we express right ideas. And every idea is endowed with the power, omnipotence, and completeness of God. In fact, there is no difference between mind and idea. Therefore, there is no difference between God and man, except that God is the whole and man is a part. There is just as much omnipotence in one kind thought or one good deed as there is in a dozen kind thoughts or a dozen good deeds. Omnipotence is omnipotence, whether it be in large or small quantities. So you and I must learn to endow our right thinking with the omnipotence which belongs to it. We must appropriate to ourselves the grandeur, the freedom, the omnipotence which Jesus appropriated to himself. The same right ideas which enabled Jesus to accomplish what he did are yours and mine here today. There is no more omnipotence in the thinking of Jesus, no more power to heal and to save, than in your and my right thinking. The omnipotence of a right idea which you or I or Jesus expressed in consciousness does not come from either you or me or Jesus. It comes from omnipotence itself. You or I or Jesus could not endow a right idea with omnipotence or power. The idea carries in itself and with itself all the omnipotence or power there is. It carries this omnipotence or power because it is the expression of the infinite omnipotence or power. A right idea is God's power and omnipotence expressed. You and I cannot give a right idea power, nor can we take it away. But there must be some reason why a right idea expressed through Jesus could accomplish so much more at times than the same idea expressed through you and me.